The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 334. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I am joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
What up, strangers?
And Brian Monjoma.
What up, what up, what up?
All right, man. We didn't get to hear any Adam stories beforehand, so, you know, a little disappointed at that. But listen, we can't get winners all the time, right?
Not all the time. You're going to do that book. Remember, we're going to do the story time. We'll do those.
Yeah, we'll do story time. Story time happens when it happens on Throwdown, you know? That's just how it is, man. I don't really have anything to say before the show. I think we may just get started, you know? this was a not interesting week, I guess, you know? Some stuff happened, some stuff didn't, but the first three things we're going to talk about are all kind of related. So let's get into it, man. So this came out on Monday, I believe. Sony warns tight PlayStation 5 supply to extend into next year, into 2022. Chris, you know, you and I talked about this behind the scenes. But Sony also put out a kind of contradictory statement where they said they're going to ramp up production during the summer. So yeah. I'm trying to figure out which one of these is the real deal, you know. So what's going on here, man?
Well, they're both real. As I was jokingly saying earlier, what they'll do is they can produce the cooling in the shell.
Cool.
And so you'll just get an empty shell with an IOU, or Mark Cerny will visit your house later with the chip when it's ready.
Yeah, that's the only way they're going to ramp up production here, right?
Let's start with your ears.
Listen, the only one of these statements makes any sense, right? This is double think if you try to process what Jim Ryan said versus the corporate statement. There's no, and like I said before, IBM just put out a statement. I literally read it. It came out before the show. Their official stance is this chip shortage is going to go well into 2022. They said they won't have production normal for 2 years. So what is Sony going to ramp up production of exactly? I don't understand this. If every company is having shortages, like I said before, I wasn't here Sunday, but last Thursday, I had pointed out that even Ford cannot get boards for their F-150s. There's F-150s sitting out in a field somewhere because they have no onboard computers because they can't get chips. Right? That's this has crazy. Nothing to do with gaming or PCs. This is an automaker. Right. So,
What if they? I mean, like, this is specifically China that's having this rare earth issue, right?
Well, yeah.
If they were to move chip manufacturing to another country, would that be an issue?
You can. Well, here's the thing. Like, so there's manufacturing and supply, right? So China right now controls 70% of the rare earths used in worldwide production of. Semiconductors and all that stuff. So and batteries. So they control that market. So even if you pull, which I say this should still happen. Even if you pull the manufacturing out, and let's say, you know, we'll move it to Canada and Mexico, and have production there, you still have the rest of the world has to come together with the rest of the 30% of rare earths. Unless we strike something, unless somebody finds another supply of rare earth somewhere that's not controlled by China, you know, ocean mining or whatever, and then they don't have a monopoly on it, that would be great. Then moving the manufacturing out would totally make sense. But right now they control the manufacturing part, and I think they control that so much because they also control the supply. They are mining it. They have the lion's share of it, and that's an issue. It's like they, I don't know how much I could say, they were not honest about how much recovery they had from a certain pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So
a certain one they caused, but you know we ain't talking about that.
Yeah, so the shortage stuff is caused by their production line is slowed down drastically, and they cannot catch up with the demand. You have Apple on them, you have Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, and you have all the other chip makers. You have all the ARM chip makers. You have NVIDIA. You have AMD. You have everyone relies on
car companies.
And then yes, the automakers need chips. They buy those ARM chips for the cars. They can't get them. So everyone is choked out that supply because it's all coming from the same place. And there's the only resolution to this is either you find another supply somewhere on the planet that is not China to get rare earths from, or we have some breakthrough in material science to get off the need for the rare earths to build chips, and we're building them out of something else that is readily available. And that's it. So,
say that again, bro. Huh?
Sorry?
So, gentlemen, I asked if this is possible. Like, have we been so used to these things being freely available that we've just kind of engineered them into things that we don't necessarily... Like, there are other options to... Like, I hear that the PlayStation rumors is trying to create a new model that goes around the the supercapacitors or something like that that they need. I know I sound like an idiot here, but there's a part that I need is some kind of capacitor that has to do with this shortage that they're now trying to figure out a way to engineer it without. So my question to you, Chris, is that a viable option, or is that just, you know, a fairy tale?
I don't see how they could do it. Because what I'm talking about material science is producing things in large quantities like graphene, right? Now, graphene is like this wonder material that was supposed to not only replace rare earths, but it's supposed to be useful for construction and all sorts of stuff. It's just wonder material that's a graphite derivative that would solve all these issues, except we can't produce it in mass quantities. Unless Jim Ryan figured that shit out in his spare time, I don't know what he's talking about.
That's right. Like, I just wanted to put it in context. When you say that, it's basically saying like when pigs fly.
No. Well, it's not that simple. Like, because that will never happen.
This will happen, yeah.
But we're years off from it. It's not like, hey, don't worry, guys. July, I got you.
Hey, yeah. I'm in the lab. Engineering has gone a long way, Chris.
Yeah, you know.
Don't say never.
Yeah, you know, somebody's got CRISPR in their garage making. Oh, right, shit. I got it. Got it, guys.
Yeah, Brett, just real. It's on eBay. Come on. Just real quick context, because this is what's going on right now. Sony is saying we're not going to get enough PlayStations until 2022. Jim Ryan is saying they're going to have more PlayStations during the summer. So we're like, which one is correct here?
The one that doesn't have Lion as part of his nickname?
Yeah. Right. Well, I think and I should have read this Jim Ryan quote, but what, just to throw something off, throw something down on the table, is what if he's talking about, and this isn't a defense, what if he's talking about relative to the expectations that they already have? So it's like, let's say for example, we're only going to release 1 million PlayStations this year. It's just a random number that I'm coming up with. It's like, oh, never mind. It's going to be 1,100,000. So we're beating expectations, but it's
that's where he is. I assume the quote was very vague. It's something like, we're going to have more PlayStations. Anybody know?
I'll read his quote. He says, "We see production ramping up over the summer and certainly into the second half of the year, and we would hope to see some sort of return to normality in terms of the balance between supply and demand during that period." That's what Jim Ryan says.
Okay, that's not him saying that they're going to get more. That's just him saying a lot of words that ultimately mean nothing. Hey, yeah. We're going to ramp up production more than barely? Great. I kind of expected that. Hopefully things will return to normalcy. Again, great. That's what we're all hoping for.
Brett, yes. We'll double our efforts.
I think I think I read it differently, man. I think he's blatantly like lying. He's giving that
impression without saying it. That's what I'm saying. It's like he's giving you the impression that PlayStations are going to be more readily available, but he never actually says it.
Well, he's saying that he's
just like they believe in generations.
He said that like we're gonna come back to like some normalcy in the second half.
Yeah, everybody's hoping that.
That's total bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
And here's the thing. He also said that quota is like he hopes that supply and demand will get closer to each other. Here's the thing. The demand is through the roof for PS5. That is not going to change. The only way he's going to get more PS5s in the market is if they have Interpol raid all the guys scalping and confiscate all those systems and start trying to sell them themselves. Like you're not gonna get any more out of the Chinese factories. You're not gonna get any more production. If you do ramp it up, it's gonna be minuscule. The demand is still gonna be high, especially when you are now getting next gen games coming out. It's not the demand's not gonna go away. You have no supply to meet it. And you still have scalping as an issue. That hasn't gone away either.
But he hopes that things will return to normal.
Yeah, you can hope whatever. He could sit and pray, you know, take his vitamins, you know, like Hulk Hogan said. It's not going to change anything.
Well, brother, we're going to have all the conductors you need. That's a few more months.
Get your vitamins. Get your PlayStations.
and not only that, but like considering the fact that demand grows as the year goes on, especially at the end of the year during holiday season.
That's right.
That's when demand is at an all-time high. So I already know you can record this shit, clip this shit. Jim Ryan at the end of the year is going to say, "Oh, we just didn't expect demand to be this high."
Nailed it. That is
100%.
The total marketing cop-out. Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's good at speaking that corporate ease.
By the way,
it makes people walk away. They're like, "Oh, it sounds like they're going to try and get me more PlayStations." Nope, he didn't say that. He just said that they're going to produce more than they were during the heart of Rona, and he really hopes things are better by the end of the year. That's all he fucking said.
Yeah, the exact quote will be "demand exceeded our expectations." That'll be the exact quote. You know,
or more like "demand didn't equal our expectations."
Now give us your money.
We hope that in the next year that things will be a lot better.
I hope next year we can sell more product.
We have created this supply and demand is very much like a certain Nintendo product we shall not mention.
The kiddie console.
The kiddie console, the Blue Ocean console.
Yeah, I think that's definitely going to be their cop out. I mean, he already wrote that shit, because it's fucking everyone. Like Chris has mentioned, everyone is going through this. The auto manufacturers, the fucking AMD, Nvidia, everyone who makes chips, Apple.
I'm going through this shit because I can't get my 3080, man. Fuck,
yo, man, no one can get their 3080, man.
That's right.
And Nvidia is just making a component. It's just a GPU.
Yeah,
and that shit's in a shortage. Imagine a fucking PS5 that has way more than just one component.
That's right. That shit is crazy, man.
Dude, this whole thing is fucking kind of scary. Like, this is what happens if there's a shortage. Imagine if China was just like, no.
Well, we would just invade, like, and take over, and that's how it works. Everybody would just band together.
I'm like, can we start mining these motherfucking asteroids? Because rare earths are not rare off Earth, you know?
Like Ultron. Yeah.
This shit is crazy.
Yeah, the first person to find an asteroid wins.
Yeah, exactly. Elon, get on that, man. Like, you don't want to use Dogecoin anymore. Get some fucking asteroids, man. You know?
Yeah.
And they immediately land on the asteroid, and they're immediately like, okay, I am now the richest person on the planet with the ability to hurl asteroid chunks out of the atmosphere at the planet. So, I guess everybody bow to your new lord?
Yes. Oh, man. All right, so yeah, I'm going to go with Sony's official stance, not Jim Ryan's stance.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna, because the thing is, again, everything's affected. You are not going to see any Xboxes, like, you know, like all over the place and shit. It's annoying, but there's really not anything we do until we get an asteroid.
Yeah, and look, you know.
Just raid a museum. There's plenty of those.
Raid a museum. Getting the fucking Nicolas Cage and shit, you know?
Yeah, and if you're talking about people who can exert influence on China to try to get more production, more supply, other bigger companies are already at them. You don't think Apple has more capital to throw at China than Sony does? They do. Microsoft has more capital also. And, you know, and you got NVIDIA at them. You got, everybody's at them. You got the Ford Motor Company going, we got pickup trucks rotting outside because they have no onboard computers. So, yeah, Jim Ryan does not have any type of, like, golden touch unless he has a secret lab somewhere and he has solved the rare earth problem.
Yeah, you know? the head of Ford is like, yo, man, we got a lot of Ford F-150 pickup trucks collecting more dust than these Xbox One X's.
Oh, man. So, yeah, just have to deal with it, man. I mean, here's the thing. They're still trickling out PS5s, but hard to get. Hard to get, you know? But even
exactly.
Go ahead.
I'm just curious. Does anybody actually know what the rare earth minerals are that they're short on?
Well, it's not short. It's just that China has plenty. They have plenty of lithium and silicon and all that stuff. It's their production line was halted because of the Rona, so they haven't been able to get their production up to where it was before the pandemic, right? So, and everything cascades. All those problems, all those shortages affects every production line and every fabrication unit, right? So Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, Apple, all those guys, all those lines were short of manpower, right? That's the real issue.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, they have plenty. Oh, there's probably guys sick too that couldn't mine the shit, but it's there.
Okay, yeah, so it is just a production thing. Okay, well then I guess all I have to say is I hope things get better by the end of the year.
So does Jim Ryan. You know?
He won't be around.
Also, Jim Ryan represents Sony, not the other way around.
I'll spend my two Deutsche coins on that bullshit.
All right, so anything else you guys want to say? I just linked both of those stories together because they're all tied, you know? Shit is fucked up.
Ridiculous world. I understand you have to set some expectations, but Jim Ryan, I figured you took like business classes and stuff before you took that job. So you should be out there reining in expectations, but setting hope for the next year that your hope would be in 2022. And you're not just talking to investors because you're blowing smoke up everyone's ass. You're not making anyone happy by saying like, oh, you'll think things will get better in the summer. That's all bullshit. You should be setting reasonable expectations. How come the head of IBM could come out and go, ah, well, we have 2 years of chip shortages probably, guys. Sucks. You know, you have to set reasonable expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, just real quick, there's a chart that says around 92% of the rare earths that the U.S. uses come from China. 92. Jesus,
man.
Yeah.
So it's not just depending on these motherfuckers, man.
Everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
This is from 2011. So
2011. Think about that. It's probably more now, you know? Yeah, and that was 92% back then. Jesus Christ, man. Depending on these fucking communists, man. It's fucking bullshit, you know? Anyway, let's move on, man. Go ahead.
I want to say, I think it's hilarious that PlayStation has gone from a fake CEO that seemed real to a real sponsor that seems fake.
Oh, man.
Yo, can we get Kevin Butler?
Kevin Butler, we got to get him back, man.
That dude had more integrity and more stuff on the pulse. Like, he was a completely fictional character, and he was better than Jim Ryan. In 2 years, you're all going to hate Jim Ryan just as much as me.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. No, I love Kevin Butler. If he made this statement now, I'd be like, this motherfucker is going to strap on a spacesuit himself and go bring some asteroids.
Yeah. Think
about it. I think if he didn't do that other commercial, that Nintendo commercial,
yeah, that's
this is it. He would probably still be the spokesman.
He'd probably be the actual CEO by now, you know?
Yeah, right.
All right, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's move on. We're still on PlayStation. Let's move on to production. So, apparently, Sony has 25 games that are being made exclusively for PlayStation 5, and almost half of them are new IPs, completely new IPs. So that's pretty good because, you know, like on the Xbox side, we got like 26 game studios working on shit. Now we got 25 games on PlayStation. So it's something. Even if you don't have a PlayStation 5, maybe by the time you get a PlayStation 5, you'll be able to play these games, you know. Obviously, we don't know what the, we don't know.
PlayStation 6.
Yeah.
Dude, that's big news.
Yeah, it is big news because we're actually going to be getting games.
Yeah, it's lies. Yeah, well, it's lies.
It's, I'm wondering that actually, Adam. I'm wondering how many of these things are just indie games. But like Sony generally comes in with a handful of just fucking amazing games. Like, for those of you that think I hate PlayStation, I don't. I just bitch about them. You'll notice I haven't bitched about Xbox because I haven't done much business with them.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, but the big thing here is, like, you know, everybody knows that the Xbox games are coming, or at least that's what's in the zeitgeist. It's finally seems like...
#3
Oh, it finally seems like Sony is like recognizing what the opposition is doing and making a play to counterbalance. It's like they're being aware. It's very un-Sony like, in my opinion. But I feel this is a direct response to the idea that, you know, Microsoft has this big wave of games coming. So whether or not it's true, they're trying to respond to it, which it seems pretty active for Sony, doesn't it?
No, it seems about right, to be honest. They always have something in the pipeline, you know?
All it takes is for them to say that they have a game written down on paper. I'm going to make this game. Jimmy's Turbo over. That's it. That's a game.
Yeah. Add that on the list. Right. Yeah, that's. I think that's the best point out of all this.
Yeah.
25 is just a number that doesn't mean anything. It's like we could be working, you know, for example, the Jade Raymond studio that's could be one of those games. Yeah. But Jade Raymond hasn't released a game in like since she's became a head of a studio. So who knows if that'll ever come to light. So yeah. 20, take that 25, you know, for a grain of salt, because a lot of those are probably not even started true development yet. Maybe it's just, you know, pre-production or something like that. But yeah, and I don't even know if the 25 is just for the whole generation. It's like, yo, we got 25 games cooking, and, you know, maybe for the first half of the year, first half of the generation, we can have all of those, and then we'll have another 25 after, or another 10, or whatever.
But it's arbitrary. See, this is the reason I say I don't think they're coming out with the games, but I think they're, you know, responding to the market. I don't think it's a coincidence that they're coming out with just about as many games as people are anticipating from Xbox. Because people have said, Xbox hasn't said, but they've sat back and been like, okay, it's like 26 studios. You expect around 25, 26 games. You know, maybe some of them are helping with other things, but eventually we'll get this. And then Sony comes out and says, well, eventually we'll give you 25 games. Really? I'm sure at least 3 or 4 of those you just fucking cherry picked through, like, somebody needs to make a fucking indie game, like a calculator simulator. Go.
It's a game. They didn't say it was going to be big quality games. They just said a game.
They said game, yeah. It could be a $10. It could be a $10 calculator app, you know.
Astro Boy Pinboy edition. Nope. That's it.
Nobody got the joke, by the way. Nintendo's literally doing that. A $10 calculator app. You know.
Oh God.
I'm not making this up. Like, you can get that shit for free on your phone. You know.
I'm telling you, still one joke. I was about to say, like, don't you guys have phones?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's like a double meaning joke.
Yeah.
Me and the Gnoids.
So yeah, there's not really much to say about this. Good to have games, but again, like Carlos said, it's just like, okay, you're throwing numbers. It's like Microsoft. Well, we have 26 studios. Okay, sure. Show me the fucking games. You know,
it's like, so it's like, okay, we're getting excited for potential. We haven't seen a damn thing from any of this stuff. All at this point is promises. I'm sorry, I don't. At this point in time, like, we got to see a little bit of something about all these.
Gotta have something. 30 you know? Minutes, man.
Yeah,
you guys haven't even released.
And it's like 25 games over when? 25 games over the generation, or 25 games in 1 year? That's not happening.
Brett, they have released all their launch games. We're in May right now, boy. I don't see
Deathloop on the floor.
Deathloop wasn't a launch game.
It was a launch, not a launch game, but a launch window game. Like the way that they advertise the launch window games, we still haven't fucking gotten all of them.
Yeah,
and that leads me to another goddamn point. I just have to bitch about, like.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck, Sony and Microsoft? We had an iterative generation. How do we still have the gap once, or, you know, the dry spell once a new console releases? Normally, I understand it. People are doing figure out new technology. They're I know that. But other than that, people are figuring out fucking new technology. They say, hey, we got to make this for the new system. a bunch of things get changed in their development cycle, go, right? But, like, they knew this was fucking happening. They knew this was happening, and, like, why do we have so few games? But the Rona wasn't going on for the last 5 years when they should have had this shit in development.
They're not going to be working on these games for 5 years. They're going to be working on them for, like, the last 2 years, and then shit happens at the end. And also, with the cyberpunk factor, people are not going to be releasing games unless they're done. You know, so there's two things.
That was the other thing. I think of all the studios that were like, you know what? We have plenty of time. What do you mean? We got to release Punk is coming. It's going to dominate for a while. Let's just let it get its airtime. And then when it cools down, then we'll come out. But then that game flops. So then everybody's looking around. Where's all, you know, we've seen it with Grand Theft Auto and others where people move out the way. They move out the way. And I think we saw a lot of that in Cyberpunk bellied up.
Well, so, no, I'm just saying.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Not only that, but just the fact that they don't want to release a game in the condition of Cyberpunk and get all that crazy media drama on them. So it's a Rona, it's that. So, you know, but I feel
like. Do you think they're not in a rush? Because the system
they're obviously not in a rush. And they're obviously not in a rush, you know? And that's the other factor. There's not a lot of system. Even though I know PlayStation 5 sold as like more than the PlayStation 4 did at this time, they're not in a rush because there's not a lot of systems out there. There's a lot of factors, man. You can't just be like, oh, why aren't the games here? There's a lot of shit going on. That's why you haven't been getting these games.
Well, and also it also has to contribute to the fact that there weren't any games ready. Like, think about it. Miles Morales was a PS4 game that they just ported over to PS5. It was an add-on. It was a freaking DLC game that they made it standalone, and they put the little
PS5 coat of paint. We said this on the show many times. Both the Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5 should have been delayed for another year. Let's just be real here, you know? Especially Series X. They got no fucking games, you know? So I agree that both these consoles were not ready for prime time. And you see all these technical issues with the PS5. That needed some more time in the oven too, you know?
And they still haven't gotten their memory issue squared away. You can't buy that new memory thing, can you? No, you can't.
Think about it. SSD, you know? We are about to go into fucking June, and we're finally going to get a PlayStation game that's worth buying the system for. Ratchet and Clank, you didn't need a PlayStation 5 at all this entire time. You know, you could have just been on PS4, you know?
That's Tickle Me Elmo all over again. Shit.
Has it been out a year?
No. But I'm just saying we're about to go to June. It's been, 8 months almost? Like, by the time Ratchet and Clank comes out, it would have been like 8 months or something. 7 or 8 months. And that's, 7 months with nothing. Oh, Demon's Souls, great, but that's a remaster. Miles Morales, you can play that shit on PS4. And I have a PS5. I'm saying this as a PS5 owner. This thing has just been laying there, you know, not doing anything.
At the 1 year, we should do a look back. We should do that kind of like a 1 year later look at the fucking systems and their terrible, terrible launch.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's all going to be blamed on Rona, but it's on tape. Go back. Listen, well, not really tape. I'm just old. And go back. Listen, I told y'all that everyone's just going to blame Rona for this shit.
When they announced those pre-orders for the DualShock that you can get the red one and the red black one.
Black.
And I was like, oh, that's going to be great. And then I looked at mine. I'm like, this shit still looks brand new. I rarely touch it. What the hell? Why do I need to get them before? At this same time, my shit's will be all warped down. The thumbs are falling apart. The battery can't charge. I'm like, God damn, I got to get a new one. I don't need shit right now. I don't need it.
Yeah, no, you don't. Yeah. Think about it. What have we been doing most of this year? We were playing fucking Division and Monster Hunter.
That's it. Then nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing out. New. You know?
No, I'm anxiously waiting for Biomutant, so I'm sitting at the edge of my seat waiting for a PS4 game, which fucking tells you something. Like, 8 months into the release of the PS5, and I'm sitting here with bated breath for a PS4 game because I ain't got fuck else to do.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, and even like last generation, we had kind of similar issue.
Yeah, we did.
We had Knack, and we had a fucking Killzone. And then we had, like, I forgot what Xbox did.
The Xbox had a few games. They had like Dead Rising 4. Couple other games didn't have Rise at launch, or am I mistaken?
I think Rise was year one. Yeah, might have been day one. I don't know.
That was a day one because I picked up for the Xbox. I got that one at day one. I got the Dead Rising.
Wasn't there a Forza game, or am I mistaken?
I didn't get the. I don't think so. I don't think right at launch because I know those. I would have picked it up. Those are the three that I picked up at launch once it came out. So I got the console, it came in the mail, and then I went to Rip Off Stop, and I picked up some other shit. That was it.
Rip Off Stop.
So it was kind of similar build up. It took a while for to get a true like oh wow, this is a next gen, you know, type of game. And I hopefully, you know, Ratchet and Clank is, you know, I think a lot of us are hyped for that, and including me. So hopefully that can produce in January next month. I don't know, but after that, you know, Horizon is the next saving grace for Sony. But
if it comes out this year, they say it's coming. But listen, with everything else that's happening, and by the way, I still maintain God of War Ragnarok. That shit is not coming this year, bro. No way in hell is that coming. Mm-hmm. You know, so this year, what do you have?
Infinite and Horizon and Ratchet, hopefully. So we'll see.
Yeah, I remember some dude was trying to argue with me on Twitter today, talk about like, oh, PlayStation 5 has a bunch of games. I was like, they got Demon's Souls, they got Miles Morales, they got Sackboy, they got Astros, I'm like, and they got Returnal. I'm like, except for Returnal, all those games came out at launch. What the fuck have you been playing this entire time?
Third parties.
You know? Come on, man.
That's what he's been playing.
This shit is crazy. But how the fuck... What the hell, 25 PlayStation. Yeah, we'll see. You know, because you're right, it could be 25 games over the entire generation. I doubt it, but you know, and so how many of these won't be canceled? You know, that happens too. Same thing with Xbox. Same thing with Xbox. Those 26 games they got, those they could be canceled too. You know, so basically, what we're saying is show it to us. You know, don't just put a fucking logo or whatever, Nintendo.
Just another thing about this. I think we shouldn't focus as much on the 25 as we should on the first party studios that we trust, you know, like the Santa Monica's, the Insomniacs, the Sucker Punches, like those studios. If we can, we can count them for one game at least. So hopefully, you know, we can look up for those, and then hopefully everything else they can provide.
Yeah.
They will provide.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. I want to address something in the comments here. C Fresh 21. I like that name, man. He goes, not everybody goes through games like that. But dude, Miles Morales, you could go through that in a weekend. Like, you're not going to be so, I'm still playing it. I'm still going through it. Like, come on, dude. You know?
I've gone through the Brooklyn Bridge for the 155,000th time.
Yeah. But Demon's Souls, I could still see because, you know, the game's tough. You know, got to get the platinum. I can see that. But, you know, Astro's Playroom, dude, come on now. Love that fucking game. The game's fantastic. Yeah. You can go through that shit in the afternoon, get the platinum and everything, you know?
Yo, man, and Chris keeps telling me about Demon's Souls. I'm like, yo, Chris, there ain't any other games on PS5, so I got to spread that shit out.
Yeah, right? You know? Listen, man. Bugsnax. So, yo, I played that shit for half an hour. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Done, you know.
Yeah, that's like the other thing that people aren't really thinking about. How many of these 25 games are going to be Bugsnax? Yeah. How many of them are going to be Destruction All Stars?
Well, Brian,
that physically hurt.
Well, Brian, I can guarantee you one of them is going to be Dinosaur High.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh shit, that's indie crap.
Yeah.
So when I heard the news, I was just like, oh, okay, this is like the usual press statement of like, hey, we have games in the making. It's like, well, you are a game studio. Like, I expect you guys to be dealing with the games, you know?
That'd be great. You got any games coming? Let me get this straight, bro.
So you're a game company and you got games coming? Fuck out of here. You're crazy. How's that even possible?
I expect you to, since you just made a new console, you know, like, it's kind of weird you just make a new console and then just no games. It's like, hey, fuck you guys.
Oh man. All right, let's move on. Other news here. Who are we talking about right now? Ubisoft. We gotta talk about Ubisoft now.
Ubisoft,
man.
I'm solid like a rock.
So this caused some controversy. So, in a statement, I believe Ubisoft kind of retracted, or some motherfuckers were saying that, like, oh, you know, their statement was taken out of context or whatever. So, just take that into account. But this is what was said. Apparently, Ubisoft claims that it will, like, instead of just focusing on, like, four big franchises a year or whatever, you're going to focus more on free-to-play games. You could imagine how that went over on the internet, you know? Motherfuckers, including myself, was not very happy about that, you know? So, Adam, you're Mr.
Well, they had Ubisoft. A good run.
Yeah. Adam, you're Mr. Ubisoft. What do you think about the prospect? Because remember, don't take this fully like an actual statement, because, you know, there may have been some misreporting or whatever, but I could see them friends. Doing shim shit like that. Yeah, they're friends. You know? So what do you think about the prospect of they're making more free-to-play games?
Well, you know, I did receive an email, and you received the email, the whole thing about talking about the expanding the Division universe. You know, outside of just the franchise itself, and of course we know the show that's coming to Netflix, there's an animated one, there's action, and they have other games in the works. And they mentioned that some of them were going to be in that realm of mobile, so it's like, yeah, mobile, then it's going to be free to play. No one charges games besides Nintendo for these things, so I could see that happening, and it would like right over my head because I don't touch that shit, so I don't care. You know, I just know that they're going to stick with the ones that work. Where they're going to stick with the Assassin's Creed. They're going to stick with Watch Dogs. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Legion sold for them, but they're definitely going to stick with Assassin's Creed, with The Division, Rainbow Six. We just got that movie that came out on Prime. So it's, you know, they're doing their thing. It's going in that direction. But of course, they're probably going to dab out there in games to see if anybody bite. And of course, there are people that are going to go into it. And it just makes sense when you see how many people have these phones and what they're doing with them, and they are playing these damn games. Everyone, like we talked about it before, everyone, these damn Fortnite's killing it. And now that we're hearing with the Apple court case and all that, some X amount of billions of dollars that one game made?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
They want that money.
So I could easily see a lot of these, like, yo, we got to do whatever we can to get a piece of that pie, because you know what? Eventually, those people, they're going to get wandering eyes, right? They're going to be like, oh, I want to see what else is out there. It's got to be something. You got to give them something else. And be like, yo, look, Apex is, until they bring those Titans, I don't think a lot of people are running over. So, why not? Ubisoft throw some shit in the hat, but you know what? I don't care. My world. I'm not into that, so.
People are still playing Apex, though, man.
No, they are, but it's not on that level. They're not pulling those big numbers like that. And a lot of people, whenever they talk about it, I know that they're going to have those Titans. That's when it's going to be crazy, because that's going to be like Robotech, and it's basically going to be Titanfall. If we could have the guys jump out into the techs and jump out, I might even get into that, because I love Titanfall with the mechs. And when they release Apex, and I'm like, okay, I'll wait when the mechs come. There are no mechs. It's been, what, 2 years?
Yeah,
right? Maybe even more than that, and still no mechs. You would have thought at this point, since it was Respawn that did this, that they'd be like, oh yeah, guess what? This is coming 6 months later, even a year later. Still not there, but when it does, that has to be awesome, because if you think about it, at that point, it is Titanfall. That's Titanfall, and I love the Titanfall multiplayer. We played it. You know, that was fun. We get together and
jump around. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was good.
And hijacking and stuff. If they could bring that in, yeah, people jumping in there. If not right now, just future Running Man. Right? Running gunman. You just climbing on the walls and doing, it's like, yeah, I could do that shit another game. You know, what stood apart was with the mechs. So if they could bring that, but then with Ubisoft, what they want to do, if they, what was one of the things, maybe the Division or Rainbow Six, and do those type of free-to-play. They also see what's going on with Call of Duty, the Call of Duty mobile game. I played it a few times. It's all right, but, you know, people that are really into mobile have no issues using it. It seems to be working. And it's doing big numbers, so I'm sure that, like, we can bring some of our IP. So we'll have to wait and see. But I don't think anybody here is into big mobile games, right? Anybody here play a lot of mobile games?
Fuck that shit. No. I don't play that stuff, you know?
Why? Doesn't everyone have a phone?
I remember, by the way, so this is what, I mean, actually, more people agree with me, but this is what I said on Twitter, caused a little bit of controversy. Because I said these games, these mobile games, they're not actually games. They're just ways for them to suck money out of you. They're basically just little slot machines in a phone. That's what they basically are. Now, obviously, I should have clarified saying that no, games like Destiny and Apex are actual real games. You know, they're free to play, but I'm more thinking about those gotcha. They're called gotcha games. I'm thinking more like Genshin Impact or Azur Lane. I'm like, these games. There is no reason for them to exist other than take, you know, give us your fucking money, you know?
Well, the thing is the cosmetics. Cosmetics is what's making money. That.
Yeah.
That's what saved the division. People was like, oh, yeah, well, the sales and this and that. Yeah, it's tremendous. But the people that did get in there just fucking emptied out their pockets on all those bundles. Oh, I want that outfit. I want this one thing. You know, and then we saw with Fortnite, that's how they make their money. And then now we're also seeing it with the Call of Duty and the whole tier system that they have with the battle passes and all that stuff. And it's all the cosmetics. And people want that stuff. People want the operators and all that. And that the next one is going to be, there's going to be another Call of Duty World War II themed run. But then that there's going to be another one that's going to be a free-to-play model that's just for that. So people can just go in there, download.
Isn't that free to play?
Warzone, it's not a standalone. You still had to pay $60 to get it.
Gotcha. I thought, okay.
You know?
Gotcha.
No, when they make one that it's like, oh, free, just download, you don't need to pay no money, this and that, they're going to make a killing because then everybody's just going to jump in, connect online like we see with Fortnite and stuff, and then just spend all their money on cosmetics and stuff and little dangly charms and shit for their fucking gun.
Yeah. By the way, Adam, just realized something hard to see, but this is actually got it at E3, you know.
Do you see?
Yeah. There you go. And I got a Titanfall
poster. Manny sent me some Titanfall pin. I got that in my bag over here.
But, yeah. But so, I Ubisoft kind of walked back their statement, but originally I was like, that's a mistake if you're going to do that shit. Like, again, I understand the allure of the money because it does bring in a lot of money, but I'm like, really? You're going to make these gotcha games? I don't know, man. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. Like, I mean, for this era, this is the arcade game.
Yeah.
You know, what was the chief function of an arcade game? Granted, they had a little bit of story in there, but what were they really? They were quarter munchers. Yeah, they're literally there to squeeze you. They were hard as they were to squeeze as much money out of you. So this is the same sort of situation. And I think the thing that essentially what we see in it is essentially the rope-a-dope part of it, where it's essentially how painfully obvious what the rope-a-dope is in this situation, which is essentially, okay, we don't have a game with any story for you. We're just going to keep sending, you know, giving you cosmetics and content. And the thing about it, I think a lot of times what happens with those sorts of games is they're just meant to sort of be pure gameplay. No story, just enough, you know, a world is to keep you interested, to continue to keep playing and to keep wanting to put stuff on your characters.
Yeah.
Same way baseball doesn't have to have a story. It kind of almost turns into an activity / sport.
Exactly. So that's what they're sort of going for. Is essentially like it's that same sort of quarter munching idea where they're going to try to keep squeezing you for money for whatever way they can. You know, they put a nice hat out for you and all that stuff.
It's only 99 cents. And then, you know, sure. Oh, it's only 99 cents.
Exactly. And you the thing is that they've proven that, and in general, they've proven that this model has worked. I mean, you know, not to bring up old school PlayStation Home. One of the things that how that thing was lasted for as long as it did is because people were just buying bullshit cosmetics for their character, for their little dumb apartments, things that they didn't even own.
You know? Look at that! All that money was wasted when they shut the fucking servers down. You know.
Well, at that point, the point that they shut the damn thing down is it really didn't matter anymore. They didn't need to keep it. The PlayStation, was it 4 was coming up soon anyway. So why keep that thing open?
Yeah, you know? Rest in peace to the digital hip hop gamer belt, man.
Yeah, but again, like it's, I think that that's the I think that we see the rope-a-dope portion of it, and then it just is like, oh, this is kind of gross. But at the same time, it's like, is it any different than what we were doing in the past? Games that are just pure gameplay meant to steal your money.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. You know, it's just a little bit more transparent now what it is.
Oh yeah, it totally is. But the thing is that, yeah. But you can see why these companies want to invest in them because they don't need to, you know, if you're not having to develop a plot to your game, and you're just thinking about what things can we do that are cool, like hey, they shoot, they jump, you know, here's the arena.
Yeah, no, you're right. They don't really have to put too much work into that. It's just like, here's an arena. Go kill yourselves, you know?
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so. Just there's not...
Explain.
No real story. Thinly pulled together just to sell you
toys and crap. The only difference is now the toys and crap are digital.
I thought you said crack first.
Stories. Stories. Zartan, I understood he was coming from.
Yeah, but it was, the whole thing was built as just a segue to keep.
Oh, yeah, it was
all those cartoons from the 80s were
Same mechanism, man. Like, yeah. I don't know if it's necessarily less transparent as much as we're older and can see it.
Maybe. I mean, think about it. Well, why do you think they killed off all the Generation 1 Transformers? That is only Generation 2, you know?
There you go. I don't know if you heard it. It's all connected with this. They announced they showed those images for the Masters of the Universe, the new animated series coming to Netflix. Shit.
That looks awesome. Mattel looks good.
And Mattel already showed a lineup of all the toys.
Of course. They got to sell all the toys.
So I'm saying. So it's like,
I'm just glad they didn't go the She-Ra route, you know?
She's coming. You know she's coming.
No, but I'm
you
talking about you've seen her cartoon. That shit looks. Ugh.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's the same thing. Netflix. It's not any better.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but no, I think you're right about that. But again, these companies are just trying to, you know, because they see what's going on with the mobile market. And I should state this, right? When you hear stories like video games is the highest grossing form of entertainment out there, it's true. But you know where most of that money's coming from? Mobile games, you know? So they want that. The big publishers want that piece of the pie. So they're trying. And think about it, you know, look at the Japanese side, right? Konami, Square Enix, they make a shit ton of money off of mobile games. So you think these American companies don't want the same deal? They do. You know, so they're going to try their best, man. But it's just how they do it. Got to be careful. Look what happened with Battlefront 2, you know? Got to be careful how you do it. That's all. But I think, again, Ubisoft walked back the statement a little bit, but... Ah, man, that's a damn shame. Now they're gonna give us a Splinter Cell. It'll just be a fucking mobile game instead. It's some gotcha shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, and then that was the whole thing. They want to walk it back, but I think they were on point with what they were trying to say is that we are going to really push hard in that market, and that's what they're going to do. They could say, oh, no, we're going to see
Adam, say that again.
Next showcase.
Say that again. You cut out.
Oh, when you see their next showcase, we'll probably see another 5 or 6 games that they're going to announce that are just going to be mobile.
Yeah, I can see that.
What happened to that bike game? Remember that bike game that they showed off?
Trials?
No, it wasn't trials. It was actual bicycles. Like, they were going downhill and stuff like that. And you can. They showed a bunch of people. It's going to be a...
I think I had dreamed this shit.
No. They showed a bunch of other bikers. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you and your friend mountain and go down. And it's like dirt bikes and stuff. And this whole thing. It looked really cool. And that didn't come out. And I'm wondering if they would decide, you know what, this will make a better mobile game. I'll find it.
Yeah. By the way, you gave me a perfect segue. Speaking about Ubisoft games that haven't come out yet, we got to talk about Skull and Bones, baby. They put out a statement this week saying that Skull and Bones has been delayed again.
That's not coming.
You know, this is what I think happened, right? Because that game was made on the back of like, hey, look how awesome the shit combat is in Assassin's Creed. Let's make a whole game about that. But that's been like 5 years. No one cares anymore. So they're like, what do we do? So
it
suspect.
Take so long.
I don't know, man.
They're ripping out a mode of a game that already exists.
Dude.
And you were going to throw into a shitty multiplayer game with no campaign, no story, just 4-on-4 battles. This was a shovelware game. The fuck did you guys do?
You know what's going to happen, though? I suspect that this game's going to come back as a free-to-play game. Watch.
It could be the future for Skull and Bones.
I found it. It's Riders Republic.
Riders Republic. I've never heard of that.
They showed it off at that the big gaming event that we saw. What was that shit? That Game Awards. And it's an Ubisoft game. And this is this whole... do bike version type shit going downhill, dirt bikes.
Yeah, but yeah, it's funny because I remember, I think it was either the last 3 I went to, 2008 or 2017, I played a demo of this shit, right? Wrote a whole preview and everything, and it was supposed to come out that year. Didn't come out. So I don't know what's going on, man. Something is going on with it. I think they probably just figured like, oh, we don't actually have enough content for a real game here. You know, they probably thought it was going to be their next Dishonored or something. You know, is that the name of it? No, For Honor. They probably thought it was going to be their next For Honor. You know, but guess not. Did anybody here even care about the game?
I guess. For Honor?
No. The Skull and Bones game.
No,
Brett didn't care either. He wanted to see a Thieves.
Although I was mad about this game. I was like, you can't even get out of your fucking boat. This game is worthless.
Well, he did care about it. He just cared about not liking it.
Yeah, you know.
What was it? It went from just that you were just, it was just going to be the ship. And then they were like, oh, no, then we'll make character in
first person. Did they do that?
They said that was the thing. We didn't get to see it. They just kept saying it was going in one direction, and then they switched to another direction. Know. Oh, we're going to see characters, and I guess money selling cosmetics. You know, it's like, if you can't see anything, then what the fuck? But then now, look, it's been put on hold again. So I don't know if they even know what direction they want
to. I don't think they did. They should just cancel it, to be honest.
Probably put in too much money at this point.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. The question. What if they were to go through and, like, reconfigure this game so that it becomes Mass Effect, but with pirates?
Maybe. You know, Ubisoft's answer to Mass Effect?
Because you can essentially do that. Again, just replace the space opera with, like, a sea opera, if you wish.
Yeah, they could.
You know, go around, get your crew, fight people, ship battles, different islands, different colonies, you know.
I like where Brian's going with this.
Some shiver me tenders. I mean, if
timbers,
if Ubisoft is worried about releasing all of these small microtransaction mobile games, I doubt this will get scrapped before it takes much more money, man.
No, they're gonna turn this shit into a free to play game. Watch.
But yeah, like everyone's mentioned. Yeah, probably, man. I mean, this game, it's been in development for a long time. It got announced like years ago. I think it came out like in an E3, same time as Sea of Thieves did, and they got pinned against each other.
Yeah.
Sea of Thieves came out like a long ass time ago, man. So, yeah, this game, I don't think anybody cares about it anymore.
Yeah, I gotta see this. When did this shit get announced, man? It got announced 2017. You were during E3, yeah.
4 years ago?
Yep.
Man. So that's too much time, yeah, man.
I must have played it in 2018 then.
And it's not even like it's not like a Fallout game. It's not like a Halo game or any of those big, like, huge games that people are waiting for.
It's
like
a bullshit game.
Yeah. So 4 years, man. Shit.
It says right here, this is the Wikipedia. Take it how you will. The game is set to release sometime after March 2022. Gives a shit. You know? Seriously, man. All right. Let's move on. Just like Ubisoft moved on from that game. You know, we'll move on from that subject. All right. This one, The Coalition. Not The Coalition with a K. Coalition with a C. The developers of Gears of War. They're going to move all their production to Unreal 5. Unreal Engine 5. So they said, you know, Gear 6 ain't coming anytime soon. So hold your horses. But I'm going to say this, though. When that game comes out, it's going to look really fucking nice. You know?
That's when I'll invest in a Series X.
When Gear 6 comes out? There you go.
Yeah, that'll be the game that I know I'm going to sit there and really play.
Now with Carlos, though.
Carlos.
Oh, man, don't bring this up, man. I'm quitting on you, dog.
That's all right. That's all right. That's like my fourth wife. Listen, when did you get the new glow green theme? Does that work only on the Series X, or is that all the dynamic glow?
I would need to turn on my Series X before I can even know.
Hey, he's right there. Turn that shit on, man.
I'm gonna do that. 1 second.
It's actually unplugged. Yeah. Around.
Take a look. Yeah, because they released. All right. So if you guys, at it, the original Xbox, and it had that green glow. Remember that whole thing dripping and all that? That was the background. Well, they released that as a dynamic theme for the Xbox now. I just don't know if that's only for the Series X, or is that for all of them, or for any of the Xbox One consoles? Because if it is, I'll get into that. That's cool.
Yeah. So there's not really much to say here. I threw this in here just for Adam. To be honest, you know, Gear 6, Adam.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm excited.
The Gears games, you know, even though they've fallen off from popularity, they're still pretty good games.
They're fun. If they could bring back 4-player co-op, that'd be even better. You know, that would get everybody in there and just run around.
By the way, they said they're not going to announce any new games for a while. You know, because they want to work on this, they got to transition.
Got the new engine.
Well, yeah, they're essentially the Gears Factory.
Yeah.
And they've been helping out 343, finishing off Halo Infinite, so.
And they're like, yeah, we can't announce anything because we've been too busy helping this weak-ass company finish off this motherfucking game. Oh.
Whoa. Well, think about it. Now, with all the studios under Microsoft's umbrella, man, 343 can get help from all over the place.
Yeah,
you get all right. kinds of studios. Get
fucking id Software to help.
You know? Yeah, get everybody. I could jump in that machine. And everybody could jump. Like, hey, Wolfenstein.
You know, what's his face? A Doom guy can come in and be like, hey, I got this little bro. I got this little bro.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's not showing up on my TV. What the fuck?
Uh-oh.
My TV?
Yeah, there is it dead? There's the X, man.
Yo, man, it's been off so long, it doesn't know how to turn itself on anymore.
Shit.
Oh, shit. Don't tell me this shit, bro, man. Come on.
Xbox Series X fucking up? I have to hard reset it. All right, man. Let's move on. I guess actually we're kind of done with all the stories, so we'll talk about the games we've been playing. I will be telling you about Mass Effect Legendary Edition, people. But we're gonna go down the line. Actually, no. I'm gonna go start with Chris first, because Chris, I gave my first impressions or my impressions or review of Resident Evil because I finished it. What do you think, sir?
Yo, I think it's a little more depressing than the last one for sure.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna spoil anything. But this, like, if you thought the last one was more serious and grounded than six, okay, this one takes like a hard left turn. It gets really weird at some points, but like in terms of like gravitas, like that, so the stakes are much higher in this game, where there's vampires and werewolves in it. You think this shit is silly? It's like, damn, but pulls on some heartstrings. I did like the homages to Resident Evil 4. I mean, they brought back the briefcase, basically. The trunks are gone, so it's just like RE4. Like, you have your briefcase, and that's it. Your item management is all in there. It's not like RE7, where you could just stash stuff. That's out the window. You buy it, and you don't have space, you sell it. And there's a merchant in here. It's at the Duke. Yeah, he's the merchant now. And you sell that shit. I mean, you could buy it back from him. He gives you... like, he sells it, he keeps it, but you have to pay to get a weapon back if you're like, oh shit, I regret selling that. So you have to make choices very carefully. They have unlocks for like infinite ammo and all that stuff. So I'm doing the Village of Shadows.
Oh, the hard difficulty.
Yeah, that's the hardest difficulty. So I'm doing that, but I worked and upgraded. I did a lot of the challenges, and so I had enough challenge points, and I got the infinite magnum.
Nice.
So I was like, yeah, now I'm ready. Now I'm ready for this shit. You know, so I'm playing through that now. But I like it. Overall, I think it's good. It looks good. I have a few issues with some of the controls. I think the contextual hitbox for some of the things where you have to examine or grab something is kind of broken. I hope they fix it, but other than that, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, I got to ask you something, because I have a theory, and I'm trying not to be spoiled. I don't know how much of the story's in it, because you said the story, like, it tugged at your heartstrings. Is it because of your current status in life?
Yeah.
I think I may have a factor in there, you know?
Yeah.
Because to me, I'm like, the whole time I'm playing this, and this is something I should have realized in the previous game, but this one more, I'm like, Ethan could have avoided all this shit if he fell in love with a different girl.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about he could have changed his life. Yeah, whenever he got the letter that Mia was in Louisiana, he should have been like, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm like, that's nice. God, I'm going to get another girl. Fuck this shit, you know?
Move on. Yeah, moving on.
I said this during the last one. I just want to get your thoughts on it. I personally like this game more than the last one because it's not as scary. It's more action-based, you know? And it even has some goofy shit in there, like, you know, like... but fun, like Resident Evil goofy, you know? It's like, all right, we're going to... I'm trying not to spoil, but like, there's a certain boss you fight and you need to use a specific... you need to ride something. And I'm like, okay, we're just going over the top now.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean by the left turn, right? Yeah. So where, like, Resident Evil 6 went completely off the rails.
Ooh,
yeah. Where I'm like off the rails in terms of Resident Evil, where that was 100% like a Paul W.S. Anderson movie instead of a Resident Evil game. They had too much going on with that. One part of the game feels like Call of Duty, and another part is like hard-boiled. It's like, okay, that game is ridiculous, right? 7 had to pull it back and ground everything. and then they could get like this, and then this game has that zaniness you're talking about.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't mind it, by the way. I just thought, because the thing is, when I got to that part, it was a little bit cathartic because I had, you know, I've had been preserving my ammo the entire time. You know, it wasn't as bad as before. Most of the time, when I if something came at me, I fucking killed it. You know, before I was just like, run, you know, there was only some instances where I'm like, all right, let me get the fuck out of here. But it brought back a lot of the boss battles, big, crazy moments and stuff. I enjoyed it. I liked the game. I liked it more than the last one, but definitely not as scary. But that's also not a bad thing. Like the last game, I can only play like an hour at a time because my fucking heart was just, you know, bumping. But this one,
you scared?
Well, I was scared shitless, man. The game was scary as fuck.
Although, you know? I will say you do fight one boss in here. That is, the whole thing is very much like PT. I'll just say that.
That was so good. That was good.
By the way, hold on. One boss, yeah.
Yeah, Vexel Ghost goes, does Chris punch the boulder? You don't see that, but you see something similar, but I don't want to spoil it. Game is dope, man. All right, I'll go next because mine is also a little bit involved. I'm going to tell you guys about Mass Effect Legendary Edition, people. Been playing it since Tuesday, and I got right back in it, man. The game I've been focusing on the most is Mass Effect 1 because that's the one I got the most overhauled, right? I've said this on the show plenty of times. I love Mass Effect 1, but I felt it played fucking terribly. You know, it was almost unplayable. And this was even back when it originally came out. I was like, this game, like, gameplay trash. But the world was so good. The characters were so good. I don't care. Because, you know, again, my thing is, if the world is good, if the story's good, then I don't care about the gameplay. But, like, they made the gameplay better. Not that it's up to modern levels or even as good as the next two games, but it's a lot better. It's more responsive. The inventory is a lot better. Remember how messy that was before? It's a lot easier now to deal with. Cover, you don't press a button to go into cover like you do in 2 and 3, but it does react more. And even the interface, the UI has been cleaned up so you can actually see what the hell is going on with your characters. The Mako feels a lot better now, believe it or not. It actually has some kind of weight. It's still a little bit floaty here and there, but has some weight. And, you know, and graphically, obviously, this looks fucking legit because, again, even back then, Mass Effect 1 looked a little suspect, you know, but it looks good now. And I played a little bit of the other two games. Not much to say about those. They look as good as you remember, you know. But, yeah, I definitely say if you're, you know, old school Mass Effect fan, get this shit, relive the memories. And if you're new, get this shit because this is one of the best game trilogies out there. And, yes, it does have the fixed ending for 3, you know. Which is always a good thing. I do want to say this is a little bit of an aside. I'm talking to Manny about this, right? Because I'm playing the first Mass Effect, and I was kind of, I guess for lack of a better term, surprised how serious it was, right? Because, like, with modern games now, like, every 5 seconds, it feels like they're just throwing some quip at you or some sarcastic thing. Like, none of that in this game until you get to, like, Joker and shit. When you start talking to your other characters and stuff, you hear some jokes here and there. But, like, for the first, like, 2 or 3 hours, it's just, like, serious. I'm like, damn. Like, because by the time you got to Andromeda, it's just fucking stupid-ass Marvel Cinematic Universe jokes all the time. You know, this one is like, yeah, they're treating this deadly serious, you know, which is, it's weird. It kind of felt refreshing, you know, but it's really good, man. It's fun. Just deal with those controls, because again, even though they're better for one, they are not up to 2021 standards, but it's good that BioWare put that out. It's like, oh yeah, this is why we like this franchise, and it washes away the stain of fucking Andromeda. Trash, you know, but it was good stuff. So, yeah, go check it out. It's out in 6 minutes for us here, you know. I played on PC, but I also bought it on PS5, so I want to show my support, and because my PS5 is better than my PC at the moment because of fucking China, man. I want to get my 3060, you know. Anyway, so that's what I've been playing lately. And was there something else I was playing? I think that was it. All right, Adam, what you got? What you been playing lately?
Not much. Still playing Judgment with the PS5 version. And that's pretty much it. And that Horizon Chase Turbo. Love that game on Switch.
It's a retro game. Horizon Zero Dawn?
What was that? No, hell no.
I heard Horizon and Zero in there. So
fake robot dino shit. Oh. God damn.
All right, so that's all you'd be. I'm surprised. Usually you're like the guy who plays 20 games.
Yeah, but there's nothing really else to play. Like, I mean,
what are PS5 games at, bro?
Yeah.
Actually, let's be fair. Where are the next gen games at?
Like, I'm thinking, you know? Like, even in the next few weeks, the only one I'm really hyped for is a game that I've already played. Tony Hawk.
Wait, say that again. You cut out Tony Hawk. What?
The Tony Hawk remaster coming to Switch. That one, the one of Tony Hawk 1 and 2 that just came out on consoles, that's coming to Switch in June.
Yeah.
So that's the only one I'm really looking forward to.
There you go. All right. Manny, what have you been playing lately? You are muted, sir.
I've been playing Nier Replicant very, very slowly because I have so many deadlines this week. Ironically, the week before my birthday, my birthday. So, I've been, you know, what I've been doing is I've been, you know, popping on Nier for like maybe 30 minutes and just playing the stupid flower growing mini game.
Oh, man.
Because one good thing about it, if you actually do it, you can actually earn yourself a lot of money, and you're going to need a lot of money to upgrade all your weapons and things. So I'm playing, but not playing. So once I actually start to get playing, then I'll have a lot of money, you know, all that stuff to buy all the shit that I need in the game for upgrades and all kinds of other stuff. So it's good.
Nice.
Yes.
By the way, I forgot to add this about Mass Effect. It happened again, man.
Like, what they do?
Those mining missions. Because here's the thing. Because today or tonight, I was like, okay, I got 2 hours before the podcast. Let me do some planet surveying and shit for a little bit. So I start surveying planets, and I look at my phone. I'm like, what the fuck? I got 5 minutes to get ready. Like, 2 hours just vanished, you know? Yeah, because I'm going to planets. I'm going to Namaco. I'm shooting motherfuckers, you know? Mass Effect, you know? Oh, it's so good. It's so fucking good, man. All right. Carlos, what have you been playing lately?
I think the only thing I played was New Super Mario Maker 2. I was playing some levels the other day. But other than that, I'm just waiting for... I think I'm going to get the Mass Effect Legendary Collection.
Oh, shit.
So I'll probably be playing that.
Yo, get that on Series X, 120 frames a second.
Oh, is it killing me?
I'm dead serious, by the way, on PS5.
Oh, so was my review, man?
Yeah, dude, I probably should have told you that beforehand. Like, don't buy it on PS5. You have to buy it on the X, you know?
Wait, so 120 frames, but is it 4K?
Yes.
Before we even get there, did your Xbox turn on?
Yeah, it's right there. You see it.
It's a restart. I have to restart it.
On PS5, it's only 60 frames a second max. On Xbox is 120 because of, you know, the way they do backwards compatibility and shit. It's because of that. So get it on the Series X, you know.
Oh, because the frame boost thing
exactly.
Series X has.
Yeah. Oh, you boosting?
They boosting, man. They got knocks.
They boosting.
Boost.
I thought Chris was the one that had the knocks, man.
Chris got the NAS. Adam's got the blacklisted boosting.
You know.
Goddamn. I'm telling you, it's a few more months to the next version, and then that's it.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it because I have all my achievements for the Mass Effect trilogy on the Xbox.
Yeah.
I'm like, might as well just get the trophies.
Yeah, that is true.
I just don't have the time. I'd like to, but I just don't have the time to play.
Yeah.
With the kids and everything, back when that came out, I didn't have any responsibility. So I didn't have to worry about it, but now I just, and then those are very time consuming.
Yeah, they are, man. Look what happened to me tonight. 2 hours
with the probing and stuff. Yeah. It's like, I can't.
Whoa. Probing?
Yeah, exactly. I get that probing then.
Oh, man. All right. Brett, what have you been playing lately?
Not much. Been playing some Fallout 76, but I'm just kind of in a little bit of a game drought right now.
I think not everybody sure is. Play.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to figure out if I want to go play some Yakuza, or if I want to play some Persona.
What happened to Dragon Quest?
Totally forgot about that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Your bread is spoiled for choice with Game Pass, man.
Yeah, I got games. I can't decide which one I want to play. Oh.
There's a name for that, like indecision
you got decision paralysis.
Decision paralysis. There you go. You know.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you guys after the show.
Indecision, collide my vision.
The Wizard.
I'm excited about this. This Mass Effect.
Yeah, Mass Effect, man. Play some real
games.
Man,
like the first time I played it, I ran through it. I got, you know, the shitty first broken different colored version of the story, which honestly fucking ruined the third game for me.
Oh man!
And it kind of retroactively put a sour on the whole thing. And like, it wasn't a clean experience either. I played the first game on Xbox, made a bunch of decisions, and then I couldn't carry it over because my Xbox died. So I played the second one on PlayStation. So none of my decisions carried over. I didn't have the best experience with it. It was still a great game, but you know, my decisions didn't really affect much. Well, even less than they actually do. And I didn't get a good experience with the end of the game, and it was too broken to go back and want to play then. You know, they're like, oh, we patched it. I'm like, yeah, I don't fucking care anymore. So it'd be nice to actually kind of go through it.
Yeah, something to consider.
Remastered.
Yeah, something to consider for sure, man. It's so good, man. Again, I thought I had only played 6 hours of this game. It was 9 hours. Like, this shit gets you, man. So fucking good. I wish they made more games like this nowadays, you know? All right, and Brian, what have you been playing lately?
Firstly, I just want to say I love how Manny is literally farming in a video game.
Yes.
Yes, I'm farming.
Literally. In a video
game. Yo, man, really? You hurting the environment, Manny?
You doing that Dogecoin, man?
I'm farming and farming. I'm farming actual plants, you know, farming digital plants. And farming money.
Yes. Farming awesome. And farming.
Yeah.
Right, so I've been playing Monster Hunter still.
Oh, shit.
Going through the world of Iceborne. I beat Valkana.
Oh, that motherfucker.
Yep. Thankfully, her sword did not trap my soul, so that's good. No one? Okay. Come on. Okay, you know what? I'll leave that joke for later on. And I've pretty much left it at that.
Yo, Brian, Blitz says you better be playing Pokemon Snap since you were hyping it.
I actually have not turned on my Switch to download that. I really should at some point, but the Monster Hunter itch is just way too much, and freaking Legiana Mantles, man, they can just go and burn in hell. I played for like 6 hours, like farming investigations for a Legiana Mantle, right? I get none. I hop into some random guy's game. You know, he's playing through the story mode where he needs to beat the shrieking Legiana. I get one. I'm like, how this makes sense? You know, like,
wow.
The damn investigation had, like, I think it was like 3 or 4 gold boxes. Yeah. Yet I got no mantles, and I played that like 6 times. Nothing. Wow. You know, I jump in like some random guy's game, just messing around, and I get one. I'm like, this game is just terrible.
Yeah.
So yeah, apart from that, just the usual stuff, just farming through, doing some of the side quests, doing some of the mantle quests, and that's about it. I'm currently just in Elite Dangerous, looking for Earth-like worlds in this black emptiness that we call space. Jesus Christ, it's so empty.
Yes, it is. Terrifying. So, Brian, are you also serving planets just like I am in Mass Effect?
pretty much. You know, it's just, oh my God. Gosh, like, you really can't comprehend just how empty the galaxy is until you play Elite Dangerous, because it's just lots of nothing everywhere. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's nothing. See, now I understand how H.P. Lovecraft got so fucked up in the head that, like, trying to understand this. It's like, hey, there's lots of nothing everywhere, and then he thought, what's in the nothing? And then that's when his mind cracked.
Yes, you know, that infinite blackness, you know.
Is that living in Brooklyn fucked him up?
Yeah, living in Brooklyn, he was not happy about that.
He was not used to seeing all the different colors of people around him, and that really fucked him up.
So, Brian, would you say space is appropriately named?
Mm-hmm. Well, the ship's called Void at this point, because it just is a void.
It's crazy. Yeah, when I learned about, like, you know, how big spaces, I'm like, yeah, I don't think we've ever been visited, because look how big that shit is. Motherfuckers are just staying home. You know, it's like, man, that's far. We got to bring the kids all the way over there. Nah, I'm good. You know,
infinite dreams. I can't deny them.
Embrace the infinite darkness. All right, man. I think we're done here, people. Again, you know, kind of slow week, but this is what happens when you don't get games. Oh man! All right, Manny, you have anything to plug, sir?
Oh well, there's the usual things: Excellence, DC, Marvel, all kinds of stuff coming up soon. There's something coming up really, really soon. Uh-oh. I haven't seen what if it has been announced, but I just finished it pretty recently. So that's coming through DC. So yeah, keep an eye out for that.
Good stuff, Adam. What you got?
Myself and Richard Bailey Jr. have another episode of I Am Negan, the Walking Dead podcast. We're covering Fear the Walking Dead season 6, episode 13. So that will be out for tomorrow.
Good stuff.
That's what we got.
As for myself, be on the lookout for my Mass Effect Legendary Edition review. And I can't tell you much about this, but stay on the lookout for my Deathloop preview, full preview for you guys. So I went to an event, or a digital event, and I got things to say, man. So be on the lookout for that. I can't tell you the date, but it is coming soon. So Deathloop PlayStation 5 exclusive. First look. Oh man, all right, that's gonna do it for us, people. So make sure you follow us on Twitch and Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, and join the Discord, where mob hits will always hit you with them rumors, man, all the time. As a matter of fact, he hits us with so many rumors, when I show Carlos real news, he thinks it's fake. You know, he's like, is that mob hit shit? No. Like the controllers, like I show him the play, Manny posted the PlayStation controllers, and he's like, is that real? He's like, yeah, it's real. He's like, mob hits got me all fucked up, you know.
Oh, gotta, man, hit that Discord, man, so you can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, hit up the Discord, man. Find us on any podcast app on earth. Throwdown Show, two words, Throwdown Show. And you can visit throwdownshow.com, which is also our Audio Boom page to listen to past episodes. If you're watching us on YouTube and you enjoyed this episode, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell. Links to everything, including Discord, down below. Once again, I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Good weekend.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Brian Monjoma.
Yeah, watch out for those gas prices, man.
Don't put your gas in bags, bro. Don't put it in bags, I'm saying. Jesus, man. Shit is crazy. You know? Thank you, Biden. Anyway, we'll see you on Sunday. Later.
Peace.